from the Silent Alarm album. That is Bloc Party wrapping up that set of music with their song Helicopter. Before that, The National went back to, I think, 2005 is when Alligator came out from The National with Mr. November. Founding member Aaron Dessner celebrating a birthday today, number 45. Played some Interpol because a former member of Interpol, Carlos Dengler, is 47 today. So I played Slow Hands from Interpol. And speaking of birthdays, I mentioned tomorrow is actually Nigel Harrison of Blondie fame. 70th birthday tomorrow. So we played Atomic. That wraps up that set of music. You know what? We are approaching the midnight mock. Before I get there, I want to remind you that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic. But free and confidential help is available. If you visit benefitscheckup.org, you can see if you qualify for benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and so much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. Maybe you can too. Visit benefitscheckup.org is what you should visit. Benefitscheckup.org. This message brought to you from the National Council on Aging and your aged DJ, the Mockster.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Greetings and salutations. The radio airwaves are a magical gift. Let's enjoy music together for over 100 years of popular recordings. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades. This is episode number 103. And on today's show, Dolly Parton covers REO Speedwagon. Plus, classic 60s soul from St. Louis on a 45 RPM record doing a dance called The 45. And the beat scene of the late 1950s, the Beatniks. Hey man, I'm hip. And Beyonce breaks the internet in a modern, connected, digital world. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. We'll start well over a century ago. I've only recently come to be familiar with Billy Williams, the British music hall singer of the 1900s and 1910s. Different artist than the Billy Williams in the 50s, who had a hit version of I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, which we've played on this show in the past. But this is a different person entirely. This song is just ridiculous, and dare I say, scandalous for 1914. Kissing all the ladies. This is Billy Williams, and it's called The Worst of It Is I Like It on Cruisin' the Decades.
Hello, hello, Billy Williams. What's the matter? Oh, I don't know. The worst of it is I like it. Who said that? Don't know. Why do all the poets always say that love is blind? I'm after every little bit of love that I can find. It's like a lovely tonic. Yet the doctors tell you this, that it is very dangerous to have a simple kiss. But the worst of it is I like it, I do. Having a few nice juicy sips and some young maiden's cherry lips. I've had a few in my time, I'm alive and kicking too. For the doctors say that kissing's bad, but I'm all right with the lot I've had. The worst of it is I like it, I do. The worst of it is I like it. Do you like it, Mother? What about you, Lizzie? You young rascal. All right, I don't mind. No tellings. The doctors say that kissing's bad, but I'm all right with a lot I've had. The worst of it is I like it. Oh, oh Mother. I'll have a cup of tea, please. Thank you very much. Last week I went to work, and for the first time in my life, when they went home and broke the news, it nearly killed the wife. I know it's only fools and horses work well, so they say, but I've been like a noble hero to this job each day. But the worst of it is I like it, I do. Oh, it's a job that's just A1. I feel sorry when I'm done. I start at 12 in the morning and finish again at 2. And no mistake, it just suits me. Testing beer in a brewery. The worst of it is I like it. I like it. The worst of it is I like it. I wish I had all the beer in the world. Beer for supper, beer for tea. Beer for breakfast. I'd like to have some now. A big long glass. The worst of it is I like it, so do you. What's that? Mine's the whiskey and soda. The whiskey and soda. The neighbors call me Mormon, 'cause so many wives I've had. I married number 4 the other day, and I was very glad. Upon our wedding day, the neighbors shouted to me, Joe, you are a fool to wed again. I said to them, I know. The worst of it is I like it, I do. You needn't blame me, dear old law, because I've married number 4. I've had a few wives in my time, and the truth I'll tell to you. A nice little wife, and she's all right to keep me warm on a frosty night. The worst of it is I like it, I like it. The worst of it is I like it. What's that? No, no, you're wrong. Not guilty. Oh, no, my lord. I'm a lot of wives. What's that? Oh, yes. Oh, the worst of it is I like it, I do. When we are married, what will you do? What's that? I don't care.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Gas man, lady.
Oh, sure, Mr. Gas man. I ain't got no money today.
Very sorry, lady, but I have orders to cut your gas off today.
Not today, Mr. Gas man, surely. How could you treat a poor gal so good? Mr. Gas man, please don't turn my gas off today.
Oh, yes, pretty mama. I know money to pay.
But the wind is blowing and the snow begins to fall. Have a heart, man, have a heart.
That'll get you wood chopper to back up in your soul.
But Mr. Gas Man, this cold wind surely will give me a chill.
You better go to the doctor, get you a CC.
I ain't got no money.
That's funny.
Mr. Gas Man, come into my parlor. I want to ask you to close the door.
I've been in pretty mama, and I won't be back no more.
If you come in this time, you'll come back some more. Mr. Gas Man, will you please call around after dawn?
If I call around, pretty mama, will you let me?
If my kid man don't happen to be here, you may call. Are you coming in, Mr. Gas Man? I want to tell you something right quick.
Quit arguing, woman. Gas Man got nothing that he wants it.
Now listen here, man. I want to get you early and decently told.
I can't help it, woman. Gas Man got no jelly roll.
I know you ain't got no jelly roll, but your loving mama's got all that jelly roll, and it's got sugar in between the two. Got that old hot bankroll right over there in your pants. And I want some of it too.
I can't have it pretty, mama. The gas man don't take no chance.
It won't be a chance here, brother. I'm telling you.
Little bit of that 20s blues double entendre, the Gas Man Blues, May Glover on Cruisin' the Decades, 1929. One song per decade and 100 years of music. It's Cruisin' the Decades, where all genres and styles of music are welcome, and we're moving into the 1930s now. For Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, this was a huge number one hit. Now, Ozzie and Harriet. You've certainly heard of the famous radio and television series Ozzie and Harriet and his two sons, David and Ricky Nelson, and the grandsons, the rock band Nelson in the early 90s. Well, this goes back to 1935 and then some from Ozzie Nelson's orchestra on Cruisin' the Decades.
You're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some. You've got me dazzled and frantic, excited, romantic, and then some. I used to think I was cold as could be, but I'll agree, the joke is on me. Quick as a wink, I knew I had it bad. If love can drive you crazy, then I wanna go mad, I wanna go mad. I'll kiss you, caress you, spoil you and yes you, and then some. I'll be your shadow, your slavey, your army and navy, and then some. I cross my heart, I'll be yours from tonight. You've got me right under your thumb. 'Cause you're gorgeous, you're charming, darling, you're perfect, and then some.
The improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Listening to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music and world history, the Freddie Martin Orchestra, and that's Jack Fina on piano with the Warsaw Concerto, 1943. A piece for piano and orchestra composed by Richard Adensel in 1941. For the film Dangerous Moonlight, a British film highly regarded about the Polish struggle against the 1939 invasion by Nazi Germany. So very powerful piece of music. That's the Freddie Martin Orchestra version from 1943. And that will bring us up to modern day Poland, where Cruisin' the Decades is very, very popular by listening on shortwave radio. We transmit worldwide on WRMI Radio Miami International in South Florida, or in northern Maine at the Canadian border. We're on station WBCQ, The Planet Shortwave, and across Europe, channel 292, transmitting from Rohrbach, Bavaria, Germany. And that transmission led us to our European contributor, Martine, in Koronowo, Poland. She will give the shortwave shout-outs. Take it away, Martine.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martine with her shout-out show.
Hello and welcome. It's time to read our listeners' messages. Here's a new area for us. Halfway around the world in Indonesia. Greetings to Sutomo in Pemancat, West Kalimantan, Indonesia. Listening to WRMI. Next is Andreas listening on WRMI in Toronto, Canada. Andreas wrote to us that it is amazing to hear music on shortwave again, just like back in the 60s and 70s. We're glad to hear that. Alexander is listening in central Ukraine on channel 292 shortwave broadcasting from Germany. And Larry in Utica, New York, who recently got back into listening to shortwave and was happy to find our show on WRMI Radio Miami International. In his own words, this show and shortwave radio is more exciting than local radio around here. Hard to disagree with you, Larry. Thank you for your messages, and remember, you can reach us on cruisingthedecades.com or write directly to brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
It's pretty amazing to think we have a contributor in Poland doing the shortwave shoutouts all around the world, cruisingthedecades.com. Now we move into the 1950s, and I want to play this fun novelty song by Bob McFadden, a singer and voiceover actor, and he was very involved in cartoons and voiceover work for various animation. He was kind of a comic and impressionist as well. This is a very silly song, a spooky tale, The Mummy, from 1959 on Cruisin' the Decades.
What happens when I walk up to somebody? I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, lend me your comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, lend me your comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, modern jazz quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
It cracks me up to this day. Bob McFadden, The Mummy, from 1959. I love the reference to Kooky Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb. Look up that song if you've never heard that. And Bob McFadden was also kind of a satirist with regard to the Beatniks. But I think he secretly loved the Beatniks and the Beat Generation. Here's another Bob McFadden selection. Same year, 1959. The Beat Generation on Cruisin' the Decades.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but me, I like to sit around to satisfy my soul. I like my women short, I like my women tall, and that's about the only thing I really dig at all.
Well, man, well,
I belong to the Beat Generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind. I belong to the Beat Generation. And everything's going just fine.
Weirdsville, yeah.
Some people say I'm lazy and my life's a wreck, but that stuff doesn't faze me. I get unemployment checks. I run around in sandals. I never ever shave. And that's the way I want to be when someone digs my grave.
Put a beat in the White House.
I belong to the Beat Generation, yeah. I don't let anything trouble my mind.
Sneaky Pete, yeah.
I belong to the Beat Generation, and everything's going just fine.
Back on the road.
I once knew a man who worked from 9 to 5. Just to pay his monthly bills was why he stayed alive. So keep your country cottage, your house and lawn so green. I just want a one-room pad where I can make the scene.
So out it's in.
I belong to the Beat Generation. I don't let anything trouble my mind like it. I belong to the Beat Generation. And everything's going just fine.
Oh, oh man, poetry and jazz there.
I belong to the Beat Generation.
Yeah.
I don't let anything trouble my mind. Hey.
Let's flip for the coffee house.
I belong to the Beat Generation.
Man, we've made this thing long enough.
That's Bob McFadden and Dore from 1959, The Beat Generation. And now we're kind of taking a look at the Beatnik era of the late 50s and early 60s. You can find a ton of great music and information and poetry on the Rhino box set, The Beat Generation, from some 30 years ago now. I find this era fascinating. The Beatniks were a social movement. They kind of rejected the consumerism, the conformity of modern culture in the late 1950s. They were also very much into painting, music, literature, travel, spirituality, sex and drugs. I mean, this is pretty wild stuff 70 years ago, and it still resonates today. Some of the most famous Beatnik writers included Allen Ginsberg and William S. Burroughs, Neil Cassidy, and the great Jack Kerouac. Jack Kerouac wrote Dharma Bums and On the Road, among others, and he did this spoken word poetry piece. We're going to take a listen, an audio history lesson, with the voice of Jack Kerouac, 1959, Cruising the Decades.
Now it's jazz. The place is roaring. All beautiful girls in there. One mad brunette at the bar, drunk with her boys. One strange chick I remember from somewhere, wearing a simple skirt with pockets, her hands in there. Short haircut, slouched, talking to everybody. Up and down the stairs they come, the bartenders and the regular band of Jack and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes, with a beard. He's wailing beer caps of bottles and jamming at the cash register, and everything is going to the beat. It's the Beat Generation. It's Bayat. It's the beat to keep. It's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old-time lowdown and like in ancient civilizations, the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat. And servants spinning pottery to a beat. The faces. There's no face to compare with Jack Mingers, who's up on the bandstand now, with a colored trumpeter who outblows him wild and dizzy, but Jack's face overlooking all the heads and smoke. He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face. Hard to describe. Sad eyes, cruel lips, expectant gleam, swaying to the beat, tall, majestical. Waiting in front of the drugstore. A face like Hunky's in New York. Hunky, whom you'll see on Times Square, somnolent and alert, sad, sweet, dark, holy, just out of jail, martyred, tortured by sidewalks, starved for sex and companionship, open to anything, ready to introduce a new world with a shrug. The colored big tenor with the big tone is blowing sunny stits clear out of Kansas City roadhouses. Clear, heavy, somewhat dull and unmusical ideas which nevertheless never leave the music. Always there, always far out. The harmony too complicated for the motley bums of music understanding in there. But the musicians here. The drummer is a sensational 12-year-old Negro boy who's not allowed to drink, but can play. Tremendous, a little lithe, childlike Miles Davis kid. Like early Fats Navarro fans you used to see in Espan Harlem, hep, small. He thunders at the drums with a beat which is described to me by a near-standing connoisseur with beret as a fabulous beat. On piano is Blondie Bill, good enough to drive any group. Now Jack Minger blows out and over his head with these angels from Fillmore. I dig him. Now he's terrific. I just stand in the outside hall against the wall. No beer necessary, with collections of in-and-out listeners, with Bernie, and now here returns Bob Berman, who is a kid from West Indies, who barged into my party 6 months earlier with Dean and the gang, and I had a Chet Baker record on, and we hoofed it at each other in the room. Tremendous. The perfect grace of his dancing, casual, like Joe Louis, casually hoofing. He comes now in dancing like that, glad. Everybody looks everywhere. It's a jazz joint and Beat Generation mad trick. You see someone, hi. Then you look away elsewhere for something, someone else. It's all insane. Then you look back, you look away, around. Everything is coming in from everywhere in the sound of the jazz. Hi. Hey. Bang. The little drummer takes a solo, reaching his young hands all over traps and kettles and cymbals and foot pedal boom and a fantastic crash of sound. 12 years old. What will happen?
100 years of music. One song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Listening to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music appreciation. That's the Sharpies from 1965. Out of St. Louis, Missouri, little classic R&B sound, Benny Sharp and The Sharpies. Now, I know that song because an artist I really like in more contemporary times, Ryan Shaw, did a cover of that song on his first album. Now, we'll talk about Ryan Shaw when we get to the 2000s. We'll hear one of his original songs. This is Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade, over 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage, your host. Find out more and even submit a song request or a listener reception report at cruisinthedecades.com. Now, into the 1970s, let's do a song from Stiff Little Fingers, a very important punk rock band out of Belfast, Northern Ireland, formed in 1977, right alongside The Undertones, another equally important band from Derry, Northern Ireland. Now, amazingly, Stiff Little Fingers are still going today and have planned a 2024 tour. Let's take a listen to their 1978 song, Alternative Ulster. What does Ulster mean? Well, an Ulster is one of the four traditional or historic Irish provinces, made up of nine counties, and six of these today constitute Northern Ireland. The remaining three are in the Republic of Ireland. This is Alternative Ulster from Stiff Little Fingers on Cruisin' the Decades.
Audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Stealing your love away, 'cause you never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't really. it's time for me to fly.
Decades, 100 years of music. Isn't that something? That's Dolly Parton covering REO Speedwagon. I only recently discovered her version of that song, a bluegrass take from her 1989 album White Limousine. That album was produced by Ricky Skaggs. This was not a single. The big hits on that album were two of them that went to number one, Why'd You Come In Here Looking Like That and Yellow Roses. But I just discovered her cover of Time for Me to Fly, written by Kevin Cronin, originally performed by REO Speedwagon. I love that original REO Speedwagon version of that song. So I had to play the cover, Cruisin' the Decade. 100 years of music. And I'm Brad Savage, and this show is global on 53 different independent radio stations in 5 different countries. The whole idea is bringing listeners together across vast distances through a love of music and being in awe of the radio dial, the radio airwaves, and the idea of coming together through music over the good old-fashioned airwaves. Send us a note. Send us a reception report, cruisinthedecades.com. Or you can email me directly, brad@thesummit.fm. The Summit FM is in Akron, Ohio, USA. It's where this show originates, a local all music independent public radio station. Now, I happen to grow up in the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. I was in the crowd in 1994 when Elastica played at First Avenue and they were filming the live footage concert scenes for this music video. Stutter, 1994, Cruisin' the Decades.
Out of my feet, and it's never the time for you.
The UK sounds of Elastica 1994, Stutter on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music as we roll into the 21st century. We're going to pick out a song by Ryan Shaw. I mentioned him earlier. We played a song by the Sharpies back in the 1960s, which he covered. Ryan Shaw covered this on his first album. He's a soul musician from Georgia, three-time Grammy nominee. He even opened for Van Halen when David Lee Roth rejoined them in the 2000s and did some pretty high-profile touring with his band. Real classic soul sound. And nowadays, he sings on Broadway and on traveling Broadway shows that tour around the country to different cities. He even played Stevie Wonder in Motown the Musical in 2013. Well, this song, this is a turn it up loud anthem. It could have been released in the 1970s, and it came out in 2006 on his first album. This is Ryan Shaw. Here's Nobody on Cruisin' the Decades.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Ah. Girl, stop playing games. Go back to the bedroom. Unpack your things.
From the
studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
With Sydney, I'll Come Running. That's from 2011 on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music. Brett Denon hails from Central California, not too far from the San Francisco Bay Area. He has a number of great albums to his credit. Meanwhile, Beyoncé broke the internet. During the Super Bowl broadcast, she announced a new album and dropped two advanced singles in maybe a little bit different style, a little more country style. It's Rhiannon Giddens playing banjo on Texas Hold'em. Beyoncé 2024 on Cruisin' the Decades.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no Hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around. Damn. take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bag, come take it to the floor now.
Texas Hold'em 2024 with Rhiannon Giddens on banjo, cruising the decades, 100 years of music. Find all of our playlists and listen on demand at cruisingthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour,
you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Would you look at your clock, your watch? Look at your VCR right now. Look what time it is. Yeah, it is time that we do a thing called the Midnight Mock, unless, of course, it's Tuesday, and then we do the 5 o'clock mock because it is of the mocking hour here during this program called Viva La Mock. Before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484. So I have a McGarrigle Sisters mock, or if it's McGarrigle, then I'm saying it wrong, but I'm going to say the McGarrigle, which is a Kate and Anna, coming up. Now, if you're unfamiliar, they were a sister team, Canadian. Kate was actually married to Loudon Wainwright III, which then makes her the mother of both Martha and Rufus Wainwright. And sadly, she passed away in 2010. So I found a bunch of songs that other artists have done of them, or of theirs, I should say. But I narrowed it down to 6 for this mock, and I'm starting things off from her 2008 album called Mockingbird with some Alison Moore. It is a McGarrigle Sister mock. That's what we'll call it. Happening right here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Have a way.